In the song When the Saints Go Marching In, jazz musician Louis Armstrong sings about entering heaven.
Yes, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Armstrong is expressing his desire to be among the saints going to heaven. The line, when the saints go marching in, is an adverb clause, sometimes called an adverbial clause. Adverb clauses are dependent clauses that act as adverbs. They modify a verb or adjective or another adverb. Like all clauses, adverb clauses contain a subject and a verb. By now, you have all used adverb clauses every day in your English speaking and writing. For example, when you tell someone what happens when, before, after, because, or if something else happens, you are using adverb clauses. We hear or read adverb clauses everywhere English is spoken or written, including in entertainment. Adverb clauses show relationships between events, actions, or ideas. They use signal words called subordinating conjunctions to indicate the type of relationship. For example, in the line, when the saints go marching in, the subordinating conjunction when tells us there is a time relationship to the main clause, I want to be in that number. There are four main types of adverb clauses: time, cause, contrast, and condition. Let's continue with adverb clauses of time, often called time clauses. You heard the jazz example using the conjunction when. There are more than a dozen additional conjunctions that introduce time clauses. Some common ones include before, after, since, while, and until. Listen to an example with after.
After I left work yesterday, we checked out the new art market.
The time clause is after I left work. The subject is I and the verb is left. And the main clause is we checked out the new art market. The subject is we and the verb is checked out. Most adverb clauses keep the same meaning when the position of the adverb clause and main clause are changed in a sentence. For example, the sentence, after I left work yesterday, we checked out the new art market, has the same meaning as we checked out the new art market after I left work yesterday. The only difference is punctuation. When the adverb clause comes before the main clause, use a comma. For the rest of the program, listen to the example sentences and take mental note of their subjects and verbs. Each sentence will have two subjects and two verbs. Okay, let's move on to adverb clauses of contrast. These adverb clauses present an unexpected result between the information in the adverb clause and main clause. In his song, I Still Love You, British pop singer Terence Trent D'Arby uses the conjunction though in an adverb clause. Here, though we may not stay together is the adverb clause, and I still love you is the main clause. It gives the unexpected result. Two other common conjunctions for contrast clauses are although and even though, which also mean despite the fact that. Although is more formal than though, which is very common in spoken English. For added emphasis, we use even though. Note, however, that when the although or though clause comes after the main clause, it can mean but. Listen.
I'll be in New York in June, although I'm not sure which days.
However, for this meaning, we often put though at the end of a sentence, and it is not part of an adverb clause. Listen.
I'll be in New York in June. I'm not sure which days, though.
Now on to cause clauses, also called reason clauses. These adverb clauses show us the reason or cause for something, and the main clause gives the result. Some common subordinating conjunctions are because, since, as, and so. Because clauses are used when the reason is not yet known to the listener. Listen for the cause in the adverb clause and the result in the main clause.
He stayed awake until midnight because he had to finish his report.
The because clause, because he had to finish his report, shows the cause, and the main clause, he stayed awake until midnight, gives the result. As and since clauses are used when the reason is already known to the listener. But as and since are somewhat formal. For everyday spoken English, we often replace those words with the conjunction so. Listen to two examples. One using since.
Since it's sunny today, we can ride our bikes in Central Park.
And one using so.
It's sunny today, so we can ride our bikes in Central Park.
When we use a so clause to connect a cause to its result, the so clause must come second. And note something else. The cause in a so clause does not contain the conjunction so. Instead, the main clause does. And finally, we have conditional clauses, also called conditionals or if clauses. You will remember our past programs on conditionals, so we won't spend too much time on them. As you'll recall, conditional clauses show that one thing must be true for something else to be true. In the song If I Ruled the World, American rappers Nas and Lauryn Hill imagine a different world. Note that many conditional clauses use conjunctions other than if, such as unless, in case, and whether. And in very formal written English, the conjunctions were and should often replace if. Okay, now let's return to your mental notes. Did you find the subjects and verbs in the adverb clauses and the subjects and verbs in the main clauses? Write your findings in the comments section. I'm Alice Bryant.